Many studies have linked watching violence on television with aggressive behavior in youth. But new research shows that the impact continues into adulthood. Viewing violence on television appears to affect both boys and girls, but at different stages in life. The American Academy of Pediatrics says children who watch 3 to 4 hours of U.S. television each day will witness 8,000 dramatized murders by the time they reach adolescence. It recommends that parents limit their children's TV viewing to 1 to 2 hours daily, in part because of the innumerable studies showing that youngsters who watch a lot of fictional violence are more prone to aggressive acts against others. But a new study led by psychologist Jeffrey Johnson of New York's Columbia University suggests that the Academy's guidelines may be too generous.
We actually found that there was a big increase in the amount of aggression that took place if youths watched more than 1 hour per day.
The study, appearing in the journal Science, tracked 700 New York State children for 18 years from adolescence to adulthood. It divided them according to the amount of TV they viewed each day, less than 1 hour, 1 to 3 hours, and more than 3 hours. Based on interviews with the subjects and their parents and on official government records, the researchers found that those who watched more than 1 hour a day were more likely to get into fights, commit crimes, or engage in other acts of aggression by the time they were in their late teens or early 20s.
We also found that at mean age 22, the amount of time that young adults spend watching television is also associated with increased risk for committing the same kinds of acts over another 8-year follow-up period that ended at mean age 30.
While much research has already been done in this area, the study is novel because of its scope. Iowa State University psychologist Craig Anderson says it is the first to show the lingering impact of TV violence.
Prior research had not really focused that much on late adolescent and early adulthood TV viewing habits. So this study is unique in that it really does provide the first hard evidence that these effects are not restricted to childhood.
The link between television watching and violent behavior remained, even after Jeffrey Johnson and his team statistically neutralized other factors that might contribute to aggression, such as childhood neglect, poverty, or psychiatric disorders.
One of the most interesting things about our study is we split the sample in two, and we found almost the same effect in those individuals who had no prior history of engaging in these kinds of aggressive behaviors before.
The study also shows that TV violence is as likely to affect girls as boys, but not until early adulthood, possibly because girls don't watch it as much as boys do during childhood. Iowa State University's Craig Anderson says research shows that violent video games have the same impact on youth as television. He adds that the link between screen violence and aggressive behavior is not just a U.S. phenomenon, according to studies in Europe and other countries.
This is a problem pretty much wherever there's a lot of violent entertainment media available. As the internet moves along and other electronic technologies advance throughout the world, it's a problem that's going to affect more areas as time goes on rather than fewer areas.
In the United States, political pressure forced commercial television networks to adopt a rating system in 1997 that displays a content code on screens at the start of the program. It began by coding the amount of violence, then added ratings for offensive language, sex, and other adult themes later that same year. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.